Okay, this is the final shiur of this summer's Zionistic topics. If you remember, last year we went through, I think, 6-7 weeks of Zionism in general. And the point there was to discuss that even though we might have a certain approach, there are sources that would disagree with us. And, you know, we may not be bothered by the sources, but to think, to just open up our minds a little bit, that to see that there are differing views on the matter. This year, what I was hoping to do was to bring out the fact that even if a person is a great Zionist, that doesn't necessarily translate into how you're going to commemorate Yom HaAtzmaut. If a person is anti-Zionist, of course you will not be saying Hallel on Yom HaAtzmaut. I can say that with a fair amount of certainty. However, if a person is a Zionist, that does not mean the person necessarily has to make a bracha on Hallel and Yom HaAtzmaut. It doesn't mean that they have to say Hallel even. And in fact, they might not even hold of Yom HaAtzmaut. They might think that this is a wonderful thing, but a person would have a strong reason to say that their opinions you just can't add to the Jewish calendar nowadays. So that's the idea behind it. To open the ideas that, in fact, saying Hallel, making a bracha on Hallel Yom HaAtzmaut, these are minority opinions, nothing to do with the without your political outlook. One has nothing to do with the other. I've come up a little short this year in terms of that there are a lot of topics that we're just not going to get to discuss. I wanted to pick up some of them this week. Things that we didn't discuss and we're not going to discuss because we just really don't have time to do justice to it. For example, is Yom Yerushalayim. We haven't spoken about it at all. We've spoken about Yom HaAtzmaut. Yom Yerushalayim has its own issues. I'll just raise two of them. One is, why do we celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut? We believe, let's say, that this is the beginning of the Geula. We are hopeful it's the beginning of the Geula. If that's the case, Yom Yerushalayim would seem to be superfluous. We'd be having two holidays for the same thing. One would be step A and the other would be step B. But again, both of these, hopefully, are all steps in the same direction. If that is the case, so that's something that would have to be discussed. Are you misaking two holidays for the same general event? And if you are misaking, well, which one should it be? Should we have Yom HaAtzmaut and not Yom Yerushalayim? Should we maybe replace Yom HaAtzmaut with Yom Yerushalayim, being if we believe that Yom Yerushalayim is the next step in that direction? Again, this is something that there is some discussion about. It's a reasonable point. We're not going to discuss that. Interesting, Rav Schechter, in his Sefer Nefesh HaRav, on the opinions of Rav Soloveitchik, wrote that Rav Soloveitchik didn't hold of Yom Yerushalayim for a different reason. Rav Soloveitchik thought that there was no value to Yerushalayim outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Until we have a Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim remains a city like any other city. Now, Yerushalayim, when there is a Beis HaMikdash, has its own chashivas. You can eat Maaser Sheni there, you can eat Netar Revai there. But that's all not true nowadays. Without a Beis HaMikdash, this doesn't apply. So again, that is something to discuss as well. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim without the Beis HaMikdash. Are we gaining anything based on that? Maybe next year, maybe some other time. We're not going to get around to that this year. Just put that out there. The issues that I did want to clean up today, things that are deserving of discussion that we can do a reasonably good job on, the first issue I wanted to talk about is the issue of Yom HaAtzmaut and Sfiras HaOmer. Yom HaAtzmaut, no matter which opinion you hold, falls out in Sfiras HaOmer. If you hold the first Sfira, if you hold the last Sfira, there's no way you can get around it. There is no possibility of getting around it. So the question is Sfira suspended for the sake of Yom HaAtzmaut? That is the question that I'd like to begin our discussion about today. Practically, what does that mean?
Music,
haircuts, weddings. Can a person get married on Yom HaAtzmaut? That's a good question. So that's what I'd like to talk about, because it just happens to be that no matter what, it does fall out in the Sfira. We start with the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is talking about something that's not really on point, but his approach to the question is going to be very helpful for us. The question is, Rosh Chodesh Iyar is that part of Sfira. Right? So there are people who have Sfira, who hold the first part of Sfira, that happens to be the Minag Svard, even though it seems that many people follow it nowadays, and that is we keep Sfira from the beginning until day number 33. Right? The second Minag is, well, no, we start, this is really the Minag Ashkenaz. You start at Rosh Chodesh, and then you go till the end. If I start on Rosh Chodesh, what does Rosh Chodesh mean? So how many days Rosh Chodesh Iyar are there? There are always two. So are both days in the Sfira? Is one day in the Sfira? Is none days in the Sfira? If I'm holding the second half of the Sfira. That is the question that the Beis Yosef is dealing with. Yesh nogim lehistapir b'Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Afisha Rosh Chodesh hu kamo yantuf. So the suggestion that is put out there is Rosh Chodesh is a day that's like a Yantiv. How is Rosh Chodesh like a Yantiv? You say Hallel, say Musaf, you lane. Right? There definitely are similarities between Rosh Chodesh and Hallel. So some people say because of that, it's a Yantiv, you get the day off. You should also be no Sfira that day. Because of that, you should not have Avelus on Rosh Chodesh. So the Beis Yosef says that's wrong. Rosh Chodesh does not trump Sfira. He says, people get confused about the idea of Lag BaOmer. Some people say, what does Lag BaOmer mean? First 33. Some people say the last 33. There is this opinion in Tosfos that really, no. You have 33 days of the Omer. You know what that means? You know when that begins? It begins on the second day of Pesach. And when does it end? Shavuos. It's really the whole thing. One second. How many days are we counting for Sfira this year? This year is 49, right? 49, is that 33?
No.
So how does he come up with that? He says, well, it starts taking out days. The 49, take away 7 for Pesach. V'sheva shabbosos. V'she yamim shal rosh chodesh. Sheheim shisho aso yamim. Take the 49, you have 7 Shabbos, 7 days of Pesach, and 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. 49 minus 7 minus 7 minus 2 is?
16.
33. 33. 33.
You got to get 16 before you get
through. Right. So he says that's the idea. So people said, aha, what do you see from there? You see from there no Sfira on Rosh Chodesh. So he says that's what people were thinking, but they're wrong.
And no Sfira on the rest of Pesach either.
Well, according to the Minhag Ashkenaz, for sure. Everybody counts. The question is, when do you have the Avelis? Correct. Correct. That's right. I think that's the Minhag Lubavitch, by the way. So, he says, when you add those together, Sheim Shiksha Soyam, that's 16. Sheim Avelis Noeg Behem. Nishu Minha. So that's this opinion. That really you hold the whole sphere. There is no idea of 33 days. If sham yamim rosh no. This is a mistake. If you're going to tell me that you're going to follow all 49 days, then you get Rosh Chodesh off. However, if you're not going to follow the 49 days, the Rosh Yom and the Rosh Chodesh, Mashkach Shoshim V'Shalosh Yom, Aval L'Didon, T'lo Nagin and Issa, Ela Ad Lag BaOmer, we only go, Beis Yosef, Sfardi, only goes to the 33rd day of the Omer, Kol Shoshim V'Shalosh Yom, Asa L'Estaper Afil B'Rosh Chodesh. We need to get all 33 days. We're counting Shabbos, we're counting Pesach, we're counting Chol HaMoed, we're counting Rosh Chodesh. You're not allowed to get a haircut on any of them.
Wouldn't he be according to Beis Yosef, all the other Yisurim also be Noeg on Chol HaMoed as well?
What are the other Yisurim? Getting married? What? So that's a machlokes. We assume not, the truth is. But the underlying avelus is still there, even on Shabbos. Shabbos, you can listen to music. Right? Nothing. There's no avelus with Fahesir for sure. So what do we see from the Beis Yosef? The Beis Yosef's underlying yesod is there has to be how many days of Sfira?
33.
And either you can do all 49 and not count 16 of them, or you're going to do 33 and count all 33. But the bottom line is you need 33 days, according to all opinions. If I take Yom HaTzmaut out of my list, I have 32. So if I wasn't going to take Rosh Chodesh off the list, how could I take Yom HaTzmaut? If I'm not going to take Shabbos off, according to the first opinion, I'm not taking Rosh Chodesh. According to the second opinion, I'm not taking Rosh Chodesh, I'm not taking Shabbos, I'm not taking Chol Moed. All these days, I'm not going to allow you to get a haircut. All these days, I'm not going to allow you to get married. So how could I allow for Yom HaTzmaut? That's the question. That as good as great as Yom HaTzmaut is, it doesn't equal the Del Rices. Yes.
You said there has to be 33 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Lag BaOmer is the 33rd day, but people typically get haircuts on that day.
So Sfardim do not.
But Sfardim listen to music on that day, don't they?
What?
The 34th, the next day.
I believe they do not. Sfardim, hold on, Lag BaOmer.
We're not putting Yom HaTzmaut after Lag BaOmer.
So how are we going to do that exactly? What's the date you're looking at?
I get that.
But we had this discussion that it kind of got moved around. That it doesn't always come out on the Independence Day.
Well, you're saying last day we discussed sometimes it's Gimel, sometimes it's Dalet,
exactly.
Sometimes it's Vav.
There's reasons about Shabbat, about not violating Shabbat.
Right, so it's interesting. As we said last time, one could make a strong argument that the Hey Iyar was not the best day to choose. And there are other logical choices, right? I'm not saying that we should choose July 4th for the day, because that one's taken already. Already we're not saying Tachanun that day, right? But why don't we take the day that the UN the UN vote?
Right, the partition date, or
right?
Right,
or the end of the Milchemet HaShechrur. When the war ended and they finally divided, and we really had them. So, you know.
That was really a celebration.
Absolutely. So.
What did happen?
What?
The proclamation.
From Independence Hall.
It's a little bit of a sensitive topic with proclamations of independence, and Jenny, don't get along. Okay, but that's not for now. Not for now. Marsha, please. So, let's. So again, excellent question. Why not? Obviously, I can't answer. But the bottom line is the date we're dealing with is Hey Iyar. And Hey Iyar, will, no matter what minhag you follow, the first, the second, the all, you're always going to have Yom Yerushalayim you could avoid.
Yeah.
Right? Sfardim don't run into the problem with Yom Yerushalayim. Because it comes after Lag BaOmer. But Hey Iyar is right in there. So that's the question of it would seem to be an issue that to suspend Sfira, because it would be undermining the Sfira itself, given the date. The people who support the idea of suspending Sfira for Yom HaTzmaut base it on a Ramah. The Ramah is number 2 in the sheet. The Ramah, we start with the Mechaber. Nogim shelo le'estaper ad Lag LaOmer. You should not get a haircut until Lag LaOmer. She'omim she'oz poskol milomos. Ve'im le'estaper ad yom lamed dalet baboker. And the truth is you can't get a haircut, not on Lag LaOmer, but Lad BaOmer is when you actually can, that day. Ke'chol yom Lag Erev Shabbos she'oz mestaperin bo mekvei Shabbos. However, the exception is if Lag BaOmer falls... Lag BaOmer shows out on a Friday, we'll allow you to get a haircut that day, L'chavad Shabbos. Okay, not really related to us. Hagav, amis ilo enogim kedvarav. The Ramah says we don't agree. Ashkenazim, we do get haircuts on Lag BaOmer. Ela mistapim biyom lag baomer umarbin bo ktsas simcha. In fact, we enjoy it very much. Vein omrim bo tachanan. That's why, because we don't say tachanan. Vein mistapim ad lag baomer asav lo mi be'erev. You can't get a haircut, the Rambam says, the night before. You should only get it by day. Mi lemchal biyom risha nogam mistapim biyom vavu chavut Shabbos. However, if lag baomer is on a Sunday, you can get a haircut already on a Friday. Now here's the key line that we're looking at. Umishu bal bris. If someone is a sandik or the father of a baby, lag baomer, at this rate, shlomo, you've got a chance, right? Mutar istapir b'sfira chavad hamila. You're allowed to get a haircut for the mila. So if someone's having a bris, that suspends the sphira.
It's only because once you're cutting already, you might look cut.
I hadn't thought about it that way.
You know, in hindsight, it's probably good you're not a surgeon. But I didn't ask for a nose job. I just wanted my appendix out. Oh, once you're cutting. But wait, there's more. If you act now.
I'm midnight tonight.
Operators are standing on by. Now, the question is, why? Why are you allowed to get a haircut during Sfira for the sake of a bris? There is a Gemara in Erevin, and the Gemara in Erevin tells us a story. Amar Belozer Berbi Tzadok, Ani Hiyisim Be, son of Ben Binyamin. I am a descendant of son of Ben Binyamin. Ayichas. Pam Achas Chol Tisha B'Av Liyos B'Shabbos. One time Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos, like happened last year. Not uncommon. So we didn't fast until the 10th day of. Tisha B'Av. Oh, that's Tisha B'Av still. V'lo hishraminu. But we did not fast the whole day. Mipnei sheyom tov shalanu. Oh, yeah. Because that is a personal holiday. So what's the story? So the family of Sana ben Binyamin had a personal family holiday on the 10th day of Av. So therefore, when Tisha B'Av fell on the 10th day of Av, they'd fast a little bit, but not all day.
Because it wasn't
Bo'Biyom? Right. No, no. Well, because their days was the 10th.
I understand, but let's say Tisha B'Av fell out on his personal simcha.
Let's say you have a personal simcha on Tisha B'Av.
Yeah.
So I doubt they would do it. But a nidcha.
Because it was nidcha.
It's a little bit of a lower level.
See this idea of personal.
What?
There's a certain idea of personal.
It's, well, that's what we call a yontif shalanu, right? It's his yontif.
Special correlation.
I mean, but the question is this the same case? So the Torah thinks that this is the source for it.
No, the idea of a personal holiday as opposed to a national holiday.
So again, but son of Ben Binyamin's holiday was personal.
Correct.
Right.
Well, so you could argue that maybe Yom HaZimut is not a personal holiday.
Oh, one second. So the question is why do we let the Baal Bris off? So the Torah suggests it's related to this Gemara in Erevin, right? Ma'aseh shechol Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos number 4, v'nidcha ad l'macharoso, v'hoya Rabbeinu Yavitz bal bris v'espala mincha b'od hayom gadol v'rachatz v'hishrim ta'aniso. V'shalantav shalo hayom. Once there was a story that there was a rabbi, Rabbeinu Yavitz, who's not Rav Yaakov Emden, who was a sandik on a Tisha B'Av nidcha. And midway through the day, he went and he took a shower and he didn't fast, finish the fast. Did a half day. How can you do that? V'raya mehodetanya, Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, Ani ha'yisi mimnei sinah ben Binyamin, v'chal tishba v'shav, v'chinu ad ra'achar shav, v'seninu bov, v'ho ishraminu mimnei yantar shalanu. So the idea being that it's the same idea. If a person has, if somebody has a personal holiday, that is enough to knock out a fast.
Now, it was actual Tisha B'Av.
No, it was, again, the Tisha B'Av that was on the 10th of. Same exact case. So that is the opinion here, which says that a personal holiday, if a miracle happens to me or something, right, I have a personal holiday today, that would trump a Tisha B'Av nidcha. Which is a more serious avelis? Sfira or Tisha B'Av nidcha? What? Tisha B'Av Nidcha, for sure, without a question. So the logic being that if a bris can trump a Tisha B'Av Nidcha, for sure the bris could trump Svira, that's how we do it. And then, but what's the mucker? Why the bris? Because it is a personal holiday. A miracle happened to our family, we could do it. So Yom Ha'atzmaut is no worse than that. So Yom Ha'atzmaut, the argument is, could trump Tisha B'Av Dircha? Because it's the same, at least the same story as the family of Sin of Ben Binyamin. And if it can do that, for sure, it should be able to knock out Svira. That is the argument that people set forward. That was the argument that Rav Nissin, I think, was the one who put this, who he was a one, the Rishon Lezion. He went and he said that in fact, is there is no Svira on Yom Ha'atzmaut, because just like a Baal Bris,
so it's and the Svira. Holiday. It's like a personal holiday.
Correct.
It involved our whole family.
I would say it's worse than a personal holiday. At least you're not losing the seriousness of the time, whereas by a national holiday,
oh.
One second, but you can reason the converse. If an individual had something happen to him, and that can be dovah. So certainly when it happens to the nation, if it's a national level.
Right, so these are both very good arguments that are being set forth here. Right, the argument that Rav Nissim makes is it's a kal v'chomer. If I'm going to do it, so what? You're curious why they had a personal holiday of Sin of this family. So what happens is different families would cut wood for the mizbeach, and they would bring it to the mizbeach, and I'd show up with the wood, and you know if they needed it they used it. If they had, they would put it in the storehouse, and eventually they'd get around to it. It happened to be that this family cut their wood, and even though they had other wood, they used theirs.
Was that their personal holiday?
Yehudim ha'isa ora v'simcha v'sasan v'yikar. Right? So they were so excited about it that every year they celebrated.
Each day of the Omer.
What? No, it's the 10th. No, whenever the 10th day of Av fell out during the Omer, they would do it. Which is rare. Admittedly rare.
So is the story they only got paid on that day if they used it that day?
No, when this is a donation.
So the idea being that if that would be enough of a reason, Kal v'chomer, Yom Ha'atzmaut was probably a greater miracle than that. That should for sure do it. Now, the argument on the other hand is, well, let's take the 10th of Av and move it to Svira just for the argument here. Right? So what would happen now? So the family, this one family of Binyamin would not have Svira. But how many years of Svira would there be that year?
32.
There would be 33, because everybody else would be keeping it, right? Just like if they had a bris, that wouldn't affect the amount of days. I imagine every day during the Svira, somebody's having a bris. Right? Somebody, someplace has got it, right? It's 5 a.m. It's 5 p.m., right? That's true. this gets more like 5 a.m. That's right. it must be a local here. So the...
Is that or Seattle or California? Is that when you can start drinking? Is that when
it's 4:30? No, never mind.
4:20 p.m.
4:20 p.m.
It's a long story, but it's probably not necessarily related directly to ours. So the idea being that Elio's got to be hanging out someplace. So the argument that almost Dr. Weiss is making is that even though, okay, no, it's the opposite. Yes, I understand this one family is not going to have some Svira. I understand this individual, but Svira will not be undermined. Who is affected by Yom Ha'atzmaut? Everybody, all of us, the argument that we've been making is. That the reason we say halal is because this is sort of the Gans Klal Yisrael. Everybody was affected. Even if I live in Denver, the fact that I have a place to run, I am affected by this miracle. So according to that, I'm in worse shape. That's the other side of the coin. Okay, I'll give you that. So that's one issue with this argument.
Leo never observes the sphere. It's always busy. It's always excused by Chris.
Yeah, that's why he's clean shaven.
But just for the person that's the bris, everybody else is enjoying right.
He's so always busy every day.
Oh, he has a bris every day.
Well, right. Then we're back to the halal argument that it has to be everybody. Cuts both ways. That's issue. that's issue number one. So issue number one is, in fact, yeah, there's a difference between a private holiday and basically uprooting one of the days of the Sfira. You're not going to have that magic number of 33 anymore. Next are the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer gets a question. This is published in the regular Tshuvas. I said, "Bikshu nafsho hayotha lohudiyo, daiti akusha binin tisboros lebalei bris avram v'yamim ha'asurim." Are you allowed to get a haircut if you're a son? Let's say you're doing shloshim. What's the general rule?
For what?
I'm a sandik, right? Let's say, I don't know, for whatever reason, I'm middle of Sfira, I'm personally in a novel.
Yeah. Shloshim, this happened. This happened with Rabbi Amzah. Rabbi Amzah was in shloshim for a child.
He had a son. Right. So that's the question for the Chas himself. He said, "Rishon Tchila Ne'amar Shepashul Hati Giluch BeYimei Asvira." He says, "Let me tell you right out. If it's Svira, you can for sure get a haircut. If you're a Baal Bris, Kakasa Ba'Gol Shulchan Aruch, as we saw in number two, V'Chein Bein Amitzar Matishabov. Also during the 3 weeks, no question, you can get Atishabov Mamish Nagu Hetel L'Chol Medinos." Everyone is. That's the minhag for sure. But why? He wants to know. Why does a Baal Bris get to get a haircut and not other people? Let's say I'm making a siyum during the 9 days and I can eat fleishiks. Can I get a haircut also? Right? The answer is no, you can't. Let's say I make a siyum during sphere. My wife says to me, "You better get a haircut." I say, "I can't, it's the Sfira."
Let's say the Siyum is in the barbershop.
Who on the shelf?
So you're saying you can't?
Right.
You
can't? So I go to Paul. And I say, "No."
Razor.
Right? So we go to O'Brien's tonsorial, thank you, and wedding hall, and say, "I'd like to make a Siyum here."
Is it? Go to the tonsorial parlor
and have a tonsorial. Right. So the question is, the answer is no, it doesn't work. But why not? Let's say I have a pigeon I bring. Can I get a haircut for a pigeon I bring? So the answer is no. So why bris, yes, and these other things, no. And he says, in fact, if you look into it, there's more of a mucker for a siyum and for a pigeon I bring than there is for a bris. Right? If you're telling me it's your simcha, so there are other simchas. Said the reason that it's only a haircut that we suspend Svira or the 3 weeks for is based on the Ma'aril, which says as follows: Yehukamo Maktir Ketores. If a person is a sandik, it's as if you're bringing the Ketores. Umis Asher, and it makes you rich. V'lochein lo yechabed beit pamim leish echad mitzvah sandikos. That's so you should never give the same person said sandik twice. You should spread the wealth. Kamo Ketores shelo shina adam lo. So what are we saying here? He's saying that bris is special because bris is as if you're bringing the ketores. That's the reason that we're going to suspend it. So if that's the case, can I make a kal v'chomer if bris, then for sure Yom HaAtzmaut?
It sounds like
only the sandik. What about the father?
You don't get richer by having children.
So the idea is you can
get a haircut. Right.
Somebody else is getting rich.
Right. What? No, but the idea being that this is considered an avoda. That's the idea behind it. Right. So in the event that you're going to follow the Chasam Sofer, this whole logic, this whole Kal V'Chomer doesn't work out. Right? Because if we don't say, and therefore see him, we don't say, and therefore pigeon abein. So you're not going to say that either. So again, you have here, you know, you have this argument that, well, if you're going to allow a bris, for sure you should allow Yom HaAtzmaut.
Well, bris is special.
Right, and then, right.
It's a separate category.
The Chas himself is saying bris is special. Or the other argument is, well, even if bris is based on Yantar Shalom, still there's a difference between suspending it for one person and just knocking out the day. So based on that, that is really the source for the disagreement on whether you can knock out Sfira or not. I happen just to give you a secondary source here to give a rundown as to what the opinions are. It's from a website where someone asked the questions, what happens to Sfira? So this is a Zionistic website, but it gives you a pretty good rundown. It's definitely leaning one way. Ragilim liskaleach roishis galchu likras yom ha'atzmaut. If you usually shave, do it for yom ha'atzmaut. Pishagam roshim big deichag likras yom ha'atzmaut, because you're going to wear Shabbos clothing as well. Vagabe tisparis nir kirak misha nira lo mechubar b'sarosav yachol l'stap likras yom ha'atzmaut. If it makes a difference, you can get a haircut also. Aval misha nira b'seder. But if taka, let's say I hold the second days of Sfira. So I just got a haircut 5 days ago. What? So let's hear. Rishayim is tapping on Sul Belvad. She also has simple mivatelis as a minag haveros vazer. So what's the makaras? So he says, yeah, you can get a haircut. No, again, if it's chavad achag, so if you need it for chavad achag.
If you're balbris, you're allowed to take. There's no.
So again, so here's what the key makaras. This is what I wanted out of it. Harishon letzion Rav Yitzchak Nisim kasev shekol minag haveros betelim biyom ha'atzmaut. Because even Sfira is kind of light. If a person hasn't had children, he can get married during Sfira. We don't hold that way. Some people you got every Friday. That there are cities that in fact people would do this. They had a personal holiday on the 8th of the year, the 11th of the year. So he said basically that for various reasons Rav Nisim allowed it. However, Lumaso, that's Rav Hadaya. This is actually a famous story. Everyone talks about this. What happened was, the story goes as follows. It's actually the story, as I understand it, goes back to 1967. In 1967, Yom HaTzmaut, they didn't know it at the time, but it was really close to the first Yom Yerushalayim. And obviously, Yom HaTzmaut of 1967 was a very nervous time. So, in Merkaz Harav, people had asked whether they should shave in Yom HaTzmaut. So he says, you'll figure it out yourself. So that night he got up to speak, and the Rav Kook announced, said, by looking at your faces, I can see who are the ma'aminim and who are the ainu ma'aminim. Those of you who truly believe, you shaved. And those of you who didn't believe, you did not shave. Now the reason I know this story so well is because I know someone who was there. Rabbi Mordechai Willig was sitting in the crowd. He was in Keren B'Avna that year, and for Yom HaTzmaut he went to Yerushalayim, and he went to Merkaz Harav. And he was unshaven. And he said that he was very upset. He was insulted. He said, don't give me that. It's not like I'm sitting saying Slichus and Meir Sharim. I came to Yerushalayim, I'm in Merkaz, I'm dancing, you know, just because I hold that it doesn't violate that reason. Don't give me the song that I'm not a mamin. You can make any argument. It might be wrong.
Like, let's say you second round Sfira. You just keep, like, you start an extra early, so that way you have your 33.
Right, so you can't make your own Sfira. Right? You can't sit down at the beginning of Sfira and say, listen, I've got a ball game, I got a movie I'd like to catch that day in a theater, and I have a wedding, so therefore, these are my 33 days of choice.
Yeah, but couldn't the nation make a new minhag? I mean, they're different minhag, right?
No.
So again, the bottom line is no. This is theoretical. As we sit here, if we decide to do it, it probably will not have a great effect on Gans Klal Yisrael. But I'm not sure it would work, even if.
What was the argument? I don't think you tried to argue that. translated all of that whole big thing from that website. What, besides this thing that the Rob said, what was the argument? I missed it.
Which one?
The one that you just...
For or against?
For celebrating Yom HaAtzmaut.
Right, so the argument of Nisim is what we had said until now, based on Bris.
So this last source that you
it's
said.
It's a national miracle.
Right, that this has been set up, that there are cities throughout history that have had their own private, let's call them Purims, when they were saved, and they would do it during Sphira, and they would suspend Sphira. So if you can do it for a private miracle, you can also do it for a great public miracle. As we said, that doesn't necessarily work out. Rav Soloveitchik. We always turn to Rav Soloveitchik and see what he says about it. So we start off with Nefesh Harav. Nefesh Harav is Rav Schechter's book, where he writes about what they call a halachic biography of Rav Soloveitchik. He says as follows, Zachroni Sherabenu Hizkir Kemedum Alisha Hayy Beshas Hartzos Drushas Kol Dodi Dafik. So he says, I remember that the Rav was speaking. I think he was doing that famous drasha that got printed as Kol Dodi Dofek. Makes sense. It really fits in. But Torah's Mama Hamuskar Shoshama Sheish Rabbanim Berit Yisrael Hamatirin Nesuim V'Tisperos V'Yom Atzmaut. He spoke of the fact that he heard that there are rabbis in Israel that allow weddings and haircuts on Yom Atzmaut. V'lo Hayanichal Emizah, and he did not like that. But Tan Ezitzart Yeshkan, Levata Lamina Ganog, Etzrenu Midore Doros. Said, why exactly do we have to do this? Is it such. Right. This is such an old tradition, Sphira. Why are we suspending it? What are we gaining here? Linko Bemexis Avelis Bimea Sphira of Hisbir Sharafne, Kol Yotev Sheyeshbo Indian Shal Simcha, Minagino Arach Betoros Hachana, Bahakdom Rayontev Yom Cheshman Hanefesh. He said, whenever we have a holiday that has great happiness, before that we try to have a day that allows us to contemplate a little bit. That we'll have the correct perspective on the holiday. Ayin Resh Iyo V'Tosvos Kedushin. Okay, this place is a Lechei Nogu Sanus V'Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's why some people fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah, even though we don't do it as well. And then we fast on Erev Purim. It's another example. What? Well, I think it is. We hold that there is. Right. So his argument is, again, we're not saying that, but we're saying that Sphira is getting us the proper perspective for Shavuos.
Right.
And therefore, he said that it is wrong to knock out Sphira in order to celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut. That was the argument that he made. It's interesting. I remember this really came to a head when I was a student in YU in the late 80s. So they had put up a sign that in honor of Yom HaAtzmaut, they're having a comedian come. And Rav Schechter was very upset about it. He says, what does that have to do about celebrating the State of Israel, bringing in a comedian? If you tell me that it's very necessary that we get rid of a day of the Sphira in order to celebrate, you know, what God has done for us, how does a comedian do that exactly? And I remember, because of that, they canceled the comedian eventually. That, in fact, Rav Schechter won out on this one. And because of that, I think to this day, that Jerry Seinfeld has never come to YU.
That was the comedian.
That was the guy who got canceled because of Rav Schechter's psak, if I remember correctly. Right? So the Rav didn't hold of this. You know, as we spoke about the Rav and, you know, Yom HaAtzmaut, Hallel, etc. But suspending the Sphira, he thought, was incorrect. To quickly go through it, there is a tradition. I don't know what we do here, because I've never been here for Yom HaAtzmaut. But what do we do about Tefillah Chagigit?
We don't, in the evening, we don't do anything, just in the morning.
So what do we do in the morning?
We have the salads.
We say hi.
Right.
But we don't add the mismorim.
Right, so there's something which I always thought would make
a real. They do the Tefillah Chagigit in the evening,
and in the morning as well.
Mainly in the evening.
What? No, in the morning. So again, according to the Rabbanut, they have like a machzer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Corin came out with one this year, right?
It's in the regular
city. What? Yeah. So in the Korin Siddur, I guess, they have that there are additions that you make to the davening on Yom HaAtzmaut. Most notably, you add the Psiki de Zimmer, you do the one for Shabbos. They add laning and Haftorah as well. The question is that allowed? They also blow shofar. When I remember in Karen Biavna, they also said Kabbalah Shabbos. Which
the Chagigit is the night, though, right?
No, it's night and day.
Because in Israel they did special
parts of it.
At night. Why don't we take
right, I think they lit the Megillah. What?
I think.
So, do you have the Tefillah Chagigit in front of you, Mr. Bean? Okay, right. So the question is, what's the story with that? So the addition. We'll start with. We'll just quickly talk about the addition of the Psiki de Zimra to do the Shabbos one. So the question is, why in general do we say we have it? Okay. So according to our primary sources, the Koran Siddur. So according to this, it's on page 911, interestingly, you start off by saying Hodu at Maariv, followed by Hashem Malach, Togel Haaretz. And then here, Hisori Hisori Kiva Arech, Lo Sevoshi, Yamin Usmol. It's all here. Then you say Shema, and you say Hashem Hu Elokim three times. Right? Then Kisavo Melchama Ba'artzechem, and then Lashon Abab Yerushalayim HaBenuya, Yehi Ratzon, Yising Ani Mamin, and then by Shachris they say the Haftar of Oda Yom Benov, again an Ani Mamin, and that's all they have here. What? Right. That's what they have in here. Right? And of course you say Halal, and you also have the additional Psiki de Zimra.
It's there, yes.
There's howls in this book, it's for sure, just not in the edition.
And the instructions are right.
What?
Look at the
psukim resemble the awakening
parts
of the Jewish people. Tori, Kiva, Ora, and Shabbos. That's what it's trying
to say. Voshi, Voshi, call me. Right. So again, the question is: this Tefillah Chagigit is what would the source for that, etc. So the first regarding the Psiki de Zimra, why do we say longer Psiki de Zimra is on Shabbos? It's not just when people come late; it's not that late. They still have a chance of making baruchu. The Torah says, "Va'omrim baruch shomer Psiki de Zimra v'nogem lahosif mizmarim lefi she'ein bo bitul malacha la'am." So the Torah says the reason that we say longer Psiki de Zimra is because no one's going anywhere; we have some time. That's the approach. Okay, that doesn't really answer it.
You gotta go to your mangal.
So we're talking about Shabbos. Don't do mangals on Shabbos, Shabbos.
No, I know. I'm just saying, in the case of your
Matzvot, you gotta go to the mangals.
You gotta go set up your mangal.
Gotta go to the air show. The Avu Drum comments, Hatam Shemosifim is Marim Eru B'Shabbos Kareha Hakir Bin Shabbos L'Chol. They show that there's a difference between Shabbos and Chol. V'Yizkayim HaPasak Shomer Beini U'Bein Bnei Yisrael Osi Re'olam. It shows that our special relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gam Yom Tov Nagul Amram Shigam Heim Nikro Shabboson, the Mikre Kodesh Mekachim Asom Alakos Kamo Shabbos. So it sounds like when you have a Shabbos, when people aren't going to work, when you make Kiddush, that's when you say it. Yom Atzmaut, it wouldn't seem to make sense. Is there any day that we say the long Psiki de Zimra and still we go to work? Hashana Rabba. Hashanah Rabbah is the exception. So they point to this. If Hashanah Rabbah, you can say it. Why can't you say it on Yom HaAtzmaut? So that's not really a good answer, because if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, number it says, B'yom HaShvi'i on Hashanah Rabbah, Shehoyah Hashanah Rabbah, Nogim L'Harbos Mizmorim K'mo B'yantav. that in fact we say the long Pesukei Dezimra. But why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Refi Shebechag Nidonim Al Hamayim, Hu Gemar HaChasima. Because Hashana Rabbah, it's a different reason. This is the day we're being judged on water, etc. For the year, it's very important. So therefore, there are related mizmorim that we are going to add. Bishar mizmorim kedushas musaf narisa kmo biyontif.
Right. Uh-huh. Shana Rabbah is the most confusing davening of the whole year.
It's good that we have Zach.
Back and forth. Baruch
Hashem, we have. Minutes, Baruch Hashem, we have Kuttner. He's got no problem.
Technically, I mean, Shana Rabbah is also Asa Ben Malacha also.
No.
I mean, but
not more than the day before it.
I understand.
This is
right. It's a Chol Moed. I'm not going to do it. So it's not the Issa Malacha, because it was the Issa Malacha of Chol Moed. I'll do it the rest of Chol Moed. Right. So therefore, the addition of that is questionable at best. What about laning? So, you could do. The question is: there any sense in it? Like, why are we doing it? Yeah. So let's say this morning, you know, I walked in and I saw there no avelim this morning. So who's going to daven? I think it's going to be Yossi. I get all nervous. I daven the whole thing ahead, and then it's Avi Miller. Oh, I got time on my hands. What am I going to do? Right.
10 minutes late, hoping you. I'm walking in there by Shema. You can't win in this
room. Right, so could I say, I've got time in my hands, why don't I do Shabbos? Would that be okay? So again, it probably would not be a hafsik. It would be okay. It would be, but why would I want to do it? It doesn't make any sense. I don't see, right, so again, to say that this is something that requires that Yom Ha'atzmaut, I don't add it to Purim, I don't add it to Pesach, to Hanukkah, right? So it's a very odd idea to add this. What about laning? Can I add a laning to Yom Ha'atzmaut? So they point to there's a shita, the Ginas Veradim. The Ginas Veradim, Linen Kriya Sefer Torah, Yesh Lahokel, Shvachal Eses, Mashi Yaskim, Asar Likro, B'Torah, Shapri Dami Yotzir, Sefer Torah, Yikur, B'Brachas. They covered at Tzibor. So there's a shita that says that whenever 10 people get together and they want to read the Torah, they have a right to do it and make brachas on it. Ki hi chayenu, ve'orech yameinu, why not? V'halom v'ayishik v'yisol b'torah kol yom v'yom. It'd be great if we reigned every single day. They gave it to us easy, because if we had to reign every day, that would be too much. This Ginas Vradim is very nice, but it's a very minority opinion.
Who is it?
What? It's, I don't know. I cannot name the Ginas Vradim. The Mesh of Dover, who disagrees, I can tell you who that is. That's the Netziv. Okay? Right? The Mesh of Dover says, no. He says, he's dealing with a question where they want that a shul had just got a new Aron Kodesh. So they would like to lane one random day and sell the aliyahs as part of the ceremonies. So the Meshav Dover is not happy about that. Nasr Inun, the Mishum Isura de Baltosif Leka. It's not Baltosif if you're going to do it. That it isn't. Aval hu pshita de likro bebracha beyom shlo tiklu chazal hu bracha levatola. To start making brachas on lanings when there's not supposed to be a laning there, that's a bracha levatola. What if I just want to read without making brachas? Have a good time. I read Kari B'Torah. In fact, it's just like Kari B'Torah. That's exactly what you're doing. Mikol makom shavir hichiach markvas ani. The biyom she increase the Torah chal yesh isur b'davar mahashehevi amaginavav mahashenagul ahoti rechas and sefer Torah kol avon azaken. So he points out that even in that case, even without a bracha, he's not happy with it. So to add a laning on Yom Ha'atzmaut, which was clearly not part of the original takana, that also is not something good. Obviously, if you don't want the people to lane, you're not going to want them to have say a haftarah. We go now. We'll just end off with the Rav thinking aloud again. We aloud A-L-O-U-D, where this is the conversation that we had discussed earlier. When the Rav walked out on the Yom Ha'atzmaut davening, when they made a bracha on Hallel. So I gave you the first half previously, this is the second half. I don't agree with those who think that not saying Hallel diminishes, so to say, the stature of Yom HaTzmut. You can be a good B'nai Akiva member and not say Hallel. One can be a bad B'nai Akiva member and say Hallel with a bracha. It's not indicative. But still, Hallel I can understand. I can understand the pull. I have my opinion. Someone else has theirs. Good. But Haftorah, it's outright out of Arabian Nights. Really, what do you need Haftorah? What Haftorah? First, there is a call. Aval yom sheyesh bo bit malacha maftirim b'navi. But on Yom HaTzmut, it's not prohibited to do malacha, so ein maftirim b'navi. It's a day where you do work, so you don't do Haftorah, period. The only exception is Tisha B'Av and Tainus. The Rambam didn't even know of the Haftorah of Tainus Tzibur b'Mimcha. Ar Vayachal, the Rambam wouldn't even say that. In the morning, there is certainly no Haftorah. Only Tisha B'Av is the only exception to the rule. These yomim she'ein bo isa malacha, there are certain haftaras tiknu. Tisha B'Av has a haftarah in the morning, a haftarah in the afternoon, two different ones. He said, first we said, no one ever said that there's a haftarah for Yom HaTzmut. And secondly, when you say ein maftir, it means an isser. It doesn't mean you don't have to, it means you can't. But in general, what we see happening by B'nai Aaron is they were v'aktiru k'torah z'arlef ne Hashem. Reading haftarah on a day which haftarah is not ordained by the Chachmei HaMishnah, as a matter of fact, Chachmei HaGemara did not ordain any haftarah. The Chachmei HaMishnah were the ones who ordained them. To me, it appears like Ketoret Zara. It's a pretty strong word. That was the offering brought by the sons of Aaron for which they were struck down. Perhaps it's nicer as far as the halakha is concerned, but this is out of a dream. They could, even without brachas, even, you see, you could have done it. How? I'll tell you how. You want to read after, by the way, what haftarah were you reading? Yom HaShmini. The Haftarah shall Shmini shall Pesach? Yes. But people have to go to work. I'll tell you something about this Haftarah. If you want to do it Kedin Torah, not Mamash Amaratus, you take out the Sefer Torah, but you don't take out the Nevi'im yet. Take out the Sefer Torah, call up the people, read the Sefer Torah. I believe this was a Monday. So Hagba Glira, be master the Sefer Torah, Mekomer, say Ashrei Yavolotzio, and then after Kaddish Tzkabah, you can not only say the Haftarah, you can read the whole book of Yeshayahu. Why not? But to integrate the Pesichos HaAron, to carry the Haftorah, the Sefer Nevi'im, right behind the Chazan, carrying the Sefer Torah, this Haftorah is part of the Kriyas Torah, that is what's forbidden. Would it ever occur to read a Haftorah in Chol Moed? It would never occur to anyone. Because on a Yom She'yim Mutabo Malacha, there's no Haftorah. If you're not going to read that Haftorah on Chol Moed, why are you reading on Yom HaTzmut? Would ever call you call five, seven or five people on Yom HaTzmut? Why? Because the same that comes to apply to the Torah applies also to five or seven people. Because Yom Shemut Baracha, it's out of the blue yonder. What about leaning a different parsha? Certainly not. In the parshas, there is no way. In Haftorah, there is a way. If you want to read Haftorah, there is a way. You can read Kriyas Torah, say Ashrei Valetzion, etc., and then do it. I'll just skip ahead. I assume most people read English here. What about changing the Torah reading on a Monday or Thursday? To change Chas V'Shalom. I went downstairs for Kriyas HaTorah, and by coincidence, I found the program. I don't know if you followed the program last night. Davin Marv, yes, but the composition, L'chod Dodi Likras Kala? Boys were B'nai HaTorah. Who could understand a Gemara, Tosfos, or Rashba? Why would they follow such nonsense? No Averos, no Isurin, but it's also forbidden to act like a fool.
Where is that Isurin?
What? I have my theories on that. We'll discuss it in different...
They offered their own to right? become the chief rabbi of Israel.
Uh-huh.
If he would have become the chief rabbi of Israel...
It would have looked a lot different.
The whole thing would have looked different because the chief rabbanut made all these takonas of these tefillos.
Let's go to four lines from the bottom of the next paragraph. Some official in the Ministry of Religion of Eretz Yisrael has composed some stupid program, so I have to follow him? No Rambam could have done it. I just defend the boys who are Lomdei Torah and Talmidei Chachamim. I'm not trying to flatter you. They should have a sense of dignity and shouldn't do things that are ridiculous at best.
I mean.
Mm-hmm. What about Tachanun? Tachanun I'll forgo. I don't see why Tachanun is made a patriotic duty. I don't see why you shouldn't say Tachanun. For my part, you could say Tachanun, but Tachanun and Hallel are not mutually exclusive. What about music before Hesite, given that it's Sfira? You are pulling it too far. I saw it as a question of dignity of the day. I just object to the Haftorah and the Bracha and to do things within the framework of Tfil that are not justifies. What's the halacha on saying the extended pesukim of the Zimra on Shabbos and Yom Tov? I know Shamash and Rabbi have it, and it was Niskabel that we do it. I will even tolerate that.
Liberal, no?
Rebbe, the reason why many people do all these things is they really out of lack of guidance of the proper way of celebrating the fact that Medinas Eretz Yisrael, the fact that it exists. If we were told the proper way of doing it, all these things wouldn't be going on. Could the Rav perhaps suggest what the Rav would do? What would I do? I'd daven regular tefillah today. So, in sum, again, there's a lot more to be discussed. Yes. I just... What?
You saw the day as just being a celebration of some sort of other types without any...
So again, it was undeniable that Rav Soloveitchik appreciated both religious and political significance of the land of Israel.
Right.
I think it's pretty fair to say that he was a strong, believing, leading Zionist.
Right.
However, as also a halachicist, he was very opposed to this idea that some fellow in the Ministry of Religion, who basically came up with these ideas, is dictating what to do. Right? That all of a sudden you're adding a Haftorah? Where? L'chadodi? Blowing shofar?
Weren't these rabbis in the Ministry of Religion?
Not necessarily.
No?
Not necessarily. So again, as we pointed out, we discussed earlier, many of the chief rabbis would make a bracha on Hallel and Yom Ha'atzmaut. Right? This is something that was...
I'm actually surprised what you just said. Mm-hmm. Because the tefillot were established by the Rabbanut HaRashit, Rav Unterman, and it wasn't the clerk in the ministry. It was the chief rabbis.
Right, so again, they're tshuvas about it. There's a 900-page book on this.
Yeah.
Right, it's on the 70th anniversary of the establishment of the office of the chief rabbi. They came out with a history, 2 volumes, 900 pages. Yeah. And a fair amount of it is, I'd say, at least 100 pages.
The history of
Yom Ha'atzmaut and the Nihugim. And in the beginning, everyone agreed, no bracha on Hallel. Then they said, yes, bracha on Hallel. And then the Rosh Shapiro, they went back to no bracha on Hallel. So when you have a new chief rabbi every 10 years, it's very hard to say that this is what's going on. So what I'm saying is that I'm not here to talk against any of it. What I'm here to say is that just because if someone gets, again, I'm not, Edos can say halal, can say full halal, can make a bracha, if that's its tradition, keep on doing it. But if someone would walk in here and not make a bracha, it doesn't mean that he holds that the Medina is Maisa Sotin. Right? He could have been Rav Soloveitchik, he could have been Rav Avadya Yosef. The idea being that halachically, it's shaky ground, right? If that's the minhag, you follow it. But to have an understanding that much of this is on halachically shaky ground, it's not a matter of politics. It's got nothing to do with politics. Yes, it's true. If you believe that the state of Israel is the work of the devil, you're not going to say halal. That's for sure. But that's not the only reason why you might not be saying halal. Okay?